73-year-old Wayne Kawachi has been fishing the shores of Kau his entire life. The retired commercial fisherman says fresh fish is a luxury in his hometown.
You know, it's hard to get, right? And especially in this area, because most of the fishermen will sell the fish to Hilo, because that's where you can sell it for, you know, good prices. So this was a really good, I thought, good thing to do and make people happy.
For the last 3 months, Kawachi has been donating his catch to Kupuna from Pahala to Ocean View. He says he's made as many as 700 deliveries of ehu, ono, ahi, and more since the COVID-19 pandemic began.
I don't think anybody should be without food here in this community.
There are people just like Kawachi in communities across the island chain who are helping their neighbors put food on the table during this pandemic.
These are farmers, ranchers, fishermen, hunters, gatherers, people who are practicing subsistence living and who are also addressing food security in their communities in different ways.
Sylvia Hussey, CEO of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, says these efforts are part of the long-term solution to our food security problems, and they're investing in it. OHA is developing a grant program to support locally sourced food from area producers.
We know that economic recovery is going to look different from a Hawaiian perspective. So investing in our community-based farmers, ranchers, and our communities will also help shape what economic recovery looks like in our land.
For centuries, Native Hawaiians fed themselves by developing sophisticated systems of fish ponds and irrigated taro patches, traditions that continue to this day. But will these practices yield enough food to meet modern-day demands? Natalie Kurashima says yes. The Kamehameha School's ethnobotanist was the lead author in a 2019 study that found use of indigenous ag lands could dramatically increase local food production.
It's basically saying there's potential on every island to cultivate food in these indigenous ag lands, these areas that are proven systems of production that were feeding people for centuries.
Kurashima and her fellow researchers at UH Manoa and the U.S. Geological Survey mapped out 250,000 acres of indigenous ag lands for the study. They found these lands have the potential to produce more than 1 million metric tons of food per year.
That's one part of it, is like, can the aina do it? And the answer is yes, but we really do need like a substantial rethinking of Hawaii's food system if we're going to be producing food and feeding community in a different way.
For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.